I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fishcakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He, as always, is brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom is now open. That's right. They are open. Come shop in store today. Golfdom is also offering grab-and-go curbside pickup. Go to golfdomgolf.com for details. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. Good day to go shopping, since apparently it's going to rain most of the day, from what I'm hearing, which is a shame. But Matt says you're all a little sluggish today.
Yeah, a little sluggish.
I mean, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
You know what? I don't think it's Friday. I think, I've been hearing more and more from people that they're just now getting to the point where they've had, especially now that we're hearing about things starting to open up, like Golfdom, that they're sort of done. They're done with the quarantine, and now they're having everybody's going to have to deal with all the rules that are going to come with opening up, which I understand. But I think a lot of us, and plus I think the events in our country in the last week have worn a lot of us out emotionally too.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably right.
Week.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I saw you tweeting about the cyclists.
It's been a rough week. It doesn't even matter what your politics are. It's just been a rough week.
Yeah. I saw you tweeting about the cyclists. We talked about that earlier.
What a loser that guy is.
Well, he's a coward bully is what he is.
He should be punched in the face.
I hope they catch him.
That's what he should be, punched in the face.
Oh, they'll catch him. The problem is they're misidentifying people, and then the internet mob is going after the wrong people.
Yeah, and that tends to happen, when you've got a video, but it's not really clear. The guy was wearing a helmet and all that stuff. So, and again, that's almost symbolic of the frustration that people are feeling because, like the Drew Brees situation – yesterday I actually, after his apology, which I based on Drew Brees' track record, I think he's a good guy, right? and I don't know him, but he seems to be a good guy. He was one of the first athletes to come up and say he and his wife were going to have $5 million to pandemic relief, COVID-19 right. relief in New Orleans to help right. out. He helped tremendously with Katrina, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And look, we all say dumb stuff. Right. I mean, you guys have said dumb stuff. I've said dumb stuff. And he made a mistake, which a lot of people have made in the last few years, somehow tying the anthem protest to disrespect for the flag and disrespect for the anthem itself. As Aaron Rodgers said yesterday, those protests had nothing to do with either. They were protesting police brutality, which we're now again seeing, you know, how that can affect the country, not to mention George Floyd and his family. But he apologized, and I tweeted, you know, good for him for recognizing a mistake. And in the apology, he said, we need to do more. We need to understand more. It was a good apology. But I had people tweeting at me, well, he never used the words, I'm sorry. But the implication throughout was, I'm sorry. He never said, if I offended anybody.
You can't say anything.
90% right.
It's so unfortunate.
If I get things 90% right, I'm pretty happy with myself.
Oh, I would too.
I mean, like you said, John, the Breeze Foundation's raised over $50 million worldwide, his charities. $50 million. Doesn't get one thank you from anybody, and now he's the worst guy in America. It's just
it's not like it's a Lance Armstrong situation.
Who was tone deaf for a minute.
I mean, it's just,
and he was responding to a question. It's not crazy. Like he went out and said, by the way, you know, you should never disrespect the anthem. But when I posted good for Drew Brees, and it's not like Drew Brees is a friend of mine. It's not like he's somebody who I feel the need to defend. And I said, hey, you know what? He made a mistake. He apologized. Good for him. And there were people saying, but he didn't do this, but he didn't do that. And of course, there were people saying, well, he only did that to protect his image.
Well, John, you know this from being on social media. You can't satisfy anybody, especially when it comes to the Twitter mob or the Facebook mob. Nobody's ever
done anything. And you can't say anything.
You know, I've been doing these daily anecdotes, mostly just to give people a chuckle in the morning, based on, you know, some of the events in my life. And I did a tweet the other morning on the fact that the day Bob Knight got fired, I called into NPR. And the producer who answered the phone, it was a Sunday afternoon, didn't know who Bob Knight was. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, she finally said, and I said, look, you know, you got to trust me here. I was the guy responsible for sports. Because a lot of people there didn't know sports. That's one of the reasons I was there. So you got to trust me here. Talk to Bob Edwards, the host, who did know sports. Bob Knight, probably the best known college basketball coach in the country. And she said to me, oh, really? Did he coach Michael Jordan? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, he did. On the Olympics.
Right.
And, you know, of course, it was front page news the next day, and I was on and everything. And my point was that it was kind of a funny line, and it was what you deal with when you work with non-sports people and you're a sports person. I got bombarded with people saying, who do you think you are criticizing someone for not knowing sports? And you think you're so self-important. You think everything revolves around sports. And that was entirely not the point of the tweet.
Of course not.
But of course, you know, and there were a number of people who thought it was funny. The tweet was funny. But there were, you know, and there were NPR people attacking me, of course, because I worked for NPR for 21 years. And then there was one guy put, I looked it up and I don't see your name working for NPR. Well, I haven't worked for him since 2010, you know, so it's just,
it's an angry
world we're living in.
Yeah. Oh, it's so angry. Here's the other part, too. A lot of these issues are very, very complicated. They're very, very emotional for people. And I know sometimes I don't know what to say. And if I don't say something, then you get lumped in. Well, your silence speaks volumes.
Right. But if you say something, they're going to pick it apart and they're going to twist it.
Yeah, if you say something, somebody's not going to like. So sometimes I don't know what to do. I'm just a regular person.
Phrase, Jason, because that's what people do on Twitter.
Yeah, they do. And they're going to twist it and you're going to be a racist either way. If you don't say anything, you're a racist.
Well,
if you say something, you're a racist.
You're going to be racist, but nobody calls me a racist. But a lot of people, you know, I'm self-important. I'm a blowhard. I'm this, I'm that. I'm not perfect. I know that. I've never claimed to be. I you know, as I said, people ask me to continue doing these daily anecdotes, and I think most people who read them get a chuckle out of them and move on with their day. But there's always people there lying in the weeds, and that's what makes Twitter kind of sad at times. And I think in many ways Twitter's been a pox for our society.
You know, and I was talking to Eric about this the other day. I wish my mom was still alive, obviously, but. In times like this, I mean, this would just devastate her, just what's going on with everybody. So I'm glad she's not around to see this. Of course, I want her to be here, but and especially if she was sick and had to deal with it, it would just be awful times 10.
Yeah,
so,
I think a lot of us think about our parents and what they stood for and what they believed. And, you know, like with the whole anthem thing, my dad fought in World War II, you know, like Breeze's grandparents. My dad was he's got a Bronze Star, Silver Star. I mean, he was involved in a sniper situation on the island of Saipan and ended up helping to save several lives. And I'm proud of what he did. He never talked about it. But if I had chosen, I have never done that, but if I had chosen to kneel for the national anthem because I was concerned about something going on in this country, there's no way my dad would have taken that as an insult to the military. And there's no way he might have said to me, look, here's why I don't think you should do it. And we would have had a conversation about it. But there's no way he would have said, you know, you should leave the country. You know, you're not a patriot or anything like that. I mean, I've always stood for the national anthem. But if the guy next to me chooses not to stand, that's his right. And that's what's gotten lost in all the screaming and yelling dating back to 2016. And now people are starting to understand that what Kaepernick and those people did was a correct response to police brutality. And people are complaining now about rioting. I get that. There's no excuse for rioting. Most of the time when riots occur, it's because the people rioting have no role in the protest or in the celebration of a victory by a professional sports team or a college sports team. They're just looking for an excuse to wreak havoc. That's who those people are. But, you know, Mike Pence tweeted the other day that he supported peaceful protests. No, he doesn't. He walked out on a game in Indianapolis, you know, as a publicity stunt because several guys knelt for the national anthem. Whether you agreed with the protest or not, it was a peaceful protest.
Well, did he say that he didn't think they should be shouldn't be allowed to do it, or did he just say he disagreed with it?
No, he just said that I think what he said, you'd have to go back and look up the quotes, but what he said was, I will not stay at a game where people disrespect the flag. I mean, he was following up on Trump with the fire the SOBs thing. But that's peaceful protest. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of protests that go on that we don't agree with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the KKK is allowed to protest peacefully. Charlottesville got out of hand. But they are issued licenses or whatever it is to protest peacefully.
Definitely.
And I don't agree with them, but I agree with the fact that they have the right to do so.
Right. Definitely.
But you're right. Everyone just, like you said at the start of the interview, we just are just losing it. We're done with everything. We just want
there's no question that this situation with George Floyd has been inflamed by all the frustrations we've all been feeling for the last 3 months. And the fear, I think, legitimate fear, that we don't know what's to come. I mean, with all the talk about things are opening up and, you know, and great, but we don't know. We don't know if there's going to be another round of it. Heck, you know, all these people protesting shoulder to shoulder probably isn't helping things.
Yeah.
So we're all a little bit frightened. We're all a little bit frustrated. And now you add what's gone on in the last, I guess, dating back to last Friday, Saturday, into the whole process. And I understand why you guys are a little sluggish. I felt it yesterday. I kind of threw my hands up at one point and said, you know what, I'm done. I'm not going on the computer, you know, the rest of the day.
So, John, let's lighten things up because we're talking to best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. Why don't you tell your anecdote about Rory Sabatini? I was looking at some of your recent anecdotes, and that one, I'm not even a golf guy, but that one I found interesting.
Well, you guys probably remember back in 2005 when our local golf tournament was held at Congressional. It was the year, and it was the week. I'm forgetting the name of the corporate sponsor back then.
Booz Allen.
They were good guys. I feel bad about
Booz
it.
Allen, Booz Allen.
Booz Allen.
Booz Allen. Thank you very much. It was the Booz Allen Classic. It was held at Congressional. It was the week before the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. And Rory Sabatini, who's one of the fastest players on the tour and who has a temper, was paired for four straight days with Ben Crane. Ben Crane's a very nice guy, but his nickname among the rules officials is the Anchor because he's such a slow player.
So slow, right.
And they were paired together the first 2 days, finished tied after Friday and Saturday, so they were paired together again Saturday and Sunday. So Sabatini's with Crane four straight days. And on Sunday afternoon, you know, he's playing pretty well, and he's trying to have a high finish. And he lost it on the 17th hole and just basically played through Crane, left him behind, just said, I can't do this anymore, and walked off to the 18th tee. Cut it out, walked off to the 18th tee. Paul Azinger, who was working on TV, went crazy on Sabatini. Uh-huh. You know, if it were me, we'd have a talk when the round was over. I don't know if he said he'd hit him, but the implication was there. And the next day, and I'm a slow play Nazi. I mean, I've told you guys that before. I can't stand slow play. But the next day, I drove down to Pinehurst the next morning, And I in the afternoon, I walked out onto the driving range to talk to some guys. And while I was standing out there talking, Sabatini walked onto the practice tee, you know, to hit some balls. And there must have been 20, 25 guys out there on the range, players. And the minute he walked out there and people spotted him, they all dropped their clubs and applauded. And the message was clear. We get, you know, we feel your pain. Right. We feel your pain. And he kind of waved and bowed, you know, like he was accepting an award or something. But it was one of the funnier and more spontaneous moments I've ever witnessed on the PGA Tour. The other one that was a little different but similar in a way was, you might remember the terrible hole location they had at Olympic in 1998 on the 18th green Friday, where balls were literally rolling back to guys' feet. And Kirk Tripley was one of the real bright guys on the tour. He has a degree in engineering. On 18, he knew he was missing the cut, and sure enough, he has like an 8-foot putt. It curls around the hole and comes back to his feet. And he stopped it with his putter, which, of course, was instant disqualification.
Right.
But he was making a point, like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
And just to finish, the next Monday or Tuesday, I think they were at the Western Open the next week. He goes on the range, and Scott Hoke, not reputed to be the sharpest tool in the shed, runs up to him, throws his arms around him, and says, "I'm so proud of what you did Friday." And Triplett said, "At that moment, I knew I owed the USGA an apology."
I just remember Scott Hoke being about as friendly as a horsefly.
Yeah, not a friendly. I got along with him okay, but the thing that bothered me about Scott Hoke was that not only was he, because he's a very good player, he won 11 times on tour, should have won the Masters in 89, but he would never play the British Open because he didn't like the courses. All right, if you feel that way, that's okay. But then he called St. Andrews, you know, a sheep meadow or something like that. Shut up! And,
so
of course,
funny.
The interesting thing is Brad Faxon, one of the really good guys on tour, got fined twice. Because first he got fined for ripping Hoke for saying that. And then he got fined because he told the media he'd been fined. Because the tour has all these rules that, you know, the tour is more secretive than the CIA. So Brad mentioned he'd been fined $500 for conduct unbecoming for ripping another player, and he got fined another $500 for revealing the fine.
Well,
I left you guys speechless. That's unusual.
Yeah, you are. No, real quick, getting back to the Sabatini, I remember that when that happened, but did Sabatini tee off on 18 before Crane finished 17?
Yes, he did. Oh, Crane was still on 18, 17 green, looking over
a power move. I kind of like it.
That's
I
great.
Do too.
Well, like I said, you know, obviously it was rude, but, I mean, he was at the end of his rope after 4 days with Ben Crane.
Right.
I'd shoot myself in the head. I mean, again, very nice guy. But just there are certain guys out there who are just, you know, Kevin Na, who's tried to speed up a little bit. I mean, the worst one's J.B. Holmes,
right,
who not only is brutally slow, but doesn't care.
Right.
Jason
like
Day is also very slow. Very,
by the way,
very nice
did you
guy,
know that
but
J.B.?
I remember he was paired with McIlroy and Fowler the first 2 days at the Masters a few years ago, who are both very fast. And he said after the round that he was really scared they were going to play through him and just leave him behind.
All right, John, always appreciate the time and insight.
See you, John. Have a good weekend.
Get better.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Have a good weekend. See ya.
See ya, buddy.
Man, Feinstein's giving us pep talks. I don't know. What's going on? What's going on here?
We got to pick it up.
Yeah.
Well, we got the entertainment page next. Do you have any of your stories, EB?
No. I will have some. I will have some, but, yeah, not yet. Is that what you want to do next? Sure. We'll do it.
Yeah, you know what? The story just jumped out at me, and I'll tease it, EB. What does Alicia Silverstone have to say about bathing with her child?
Yeah, I know that story.
We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, about to get into EB's entertainment page. I know that you were saying that Valdez might not have sent you a lot of stories, EB.
Here's a story. Yeah, it could be
the
wrong.
The song that Valdez is playing in the background, Round and Round by Rat, has been given new life by their Geico ad.
I know.
It's gone back onto, like, the digital charts.
You're kidding.
It's selling like hotcakes again.
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, this song came out in 1984.
Right.
Wasn't it rumored at one point that we were going to shoot a Geico TV ad?
Rumored. Yes. A lot of rumors.
We had a lunch with them, right?
Yes, we did.
Were we going to be in with, like, the Geico caveman or whatever? Or was it just going to be our own bit?
I think it was our own bit. Though yeah. I'd be fine to do a spot with the Geico caveman.
Well, the Geico caveman, those are national spots, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
There's just always so many promises of us making big bucks for potential endorsements.
Like, was that
we
big
actually
bucks?
Shot one. Yeah, that one was going to be big bucks.
It was?
We shot one for Metro.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
And everybody there was like, oh, we're going to do a bunch of things with you. That was like 2 years ago. Haven't heard one thing from any of those people.
Oh my God, life is flying by. But they did run those, at least.
Well, they did run them.
Why didn't they use the Rat audio from 84 when it sounded good? Because the audio they used for that commercial is terrible.
Well, they did. It sounded like they recorded it live.
I know, and it sounds horrible.
Well, I mean, Stephen Piercy.
They're like 70.
He's probably. No, they're not that old.
He looks
Stephen
like
Piercy
it.
Is probably.
60?
He's probably 60 by now. Because he's probably around 10 years older than us.
If I saw him walking down the street, I'd turn around and run. He's so scary looking.
Well, didn't we have him on the show when his book came out?
Yeah,
63.
So.
Former Junk's guest.
Yeah.
63 years old, Cakes.
Yeah.
I wasn't that far off.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. Rat is back, baby. Year of the Rat. It is the Year of the Rat, by the way, according to the Chinese calendar.
Is Rat an L.A.-based band?
Yes, sir, they are.
They have to be. Yeah.
I would consider myself a Rat
wrong,
expert.
Wrong.
They're okay, maybe an origin to San Diego. Okay.
Close enough.
Come on.
Was that two hours away?
They made their bones on the L.A. club circuit.
Right.
You can't stump me on Rat trivia. Get that weakness out of here.
Let's go through it. So you have how many Iron Maiden t-shirts do you have?
Probably 10.
Really? Where do you get those? Yeah. Do you get those all like Hot Topic or whatever?
This one was a gift from our friend Paulie Flicks in Staten Island. This is for their Barclays Center gigs like in 2019. So it's relatively recent.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of HotTopic.com purchases.
Pre-pandemic, did that place even still exist?
Hard to find one.
Yeah, they're probably Dunsky now.
They're starting to go the way of the dodo.
All right, so you have 10 Iron Maiden tees.
That's an old man cliche.
Yeah, I know.
Play it.
By the way, the EP, we'll get back to Iron Maiden in a second.
This is EP.
I know, it's brought to you by Wave Soda.
Right.
Wave Soda is amazing, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little bit of caffeine. It's unsweetened, no stevia or artificial sweeteners, no. Just a clean finish, only 2 to 6 grams of sugar. And 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter our code JUNKIES. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com when you do that.
Yeah, I love Wave Soda. I need more.
I'm enjoying a blackberry morning.
Kicks, why did they name the band Rat?
Why did they name the band Rat? Do you know the answer or you're just digging for information?
No, you told me you know everything about the band.
Here's what I know. I'll tell you what I know. I know that they were initially named Mickey Rat. A playoff of Mickey Mouse, and then they probably had a band meeting and said, well, Mickey Rat sounds stupid. We're just going to go with Rat. Hence, they're Rat with not one, but two T's. Everybody knows that.
Hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. That's the best I can give you.
All right,
hold on. 10 Iron Maiden T's.
Yes.
How many Rat T's?
I used to have like two, but I don't think I have any in the rotation. I might have to change that.
Do you have Poison T's?
I have at least one Poison tee, somewhere.
All right, what else?
of that era, that sort of genre of music.
Couple Metallica tees.
Oh, Metallica, that's three must
or four.
Have.
Yeah, you got to have. Those are standard issue, EP.
Standard issue. What else? Anything else? Any Guns N' Roses?
No GNR tees.
How can you not have a...
I just feel like they've been... Like, everybody goes to Kohl's and buys a $10 Guns N' Roses
tee. Doesn't everybody wear an Iron Maiden t-shirt?
No. Not everybody. No.
Guns N' Roses more popular, like, t-shirt-wise than an Iron Maiden t-shirt?
Iron Maiden sold a lot of black t-shirts over the last 40 years.
Yeah,
I do know that.
Yeah.
They sold a lot to this guy.
Right.
That I do know.
What about Queen? Would you wear a Queen t-shirt?
Sure. I mean, I don't have one, but I would wear one.
Right. What do they charge for like, a vintage tee?
I think you could probably go online and get a Queen t-shirt for $25 or $30.
Right.
Iron Maiden t-shirt online, $25 or $30.
Right.
Now,
right,
at the concert, that's a different animal. You're going to pay $50+ for a t-shirt of this caliber at the concert.
Right.
So it's a matter of, can you wait until after the concert to get it, or do you have to have it that night?
Yeah. No, definitely wait. That's always a smart
some nights
move.
I haven't waited. Some nights I've forked over $50 like a big lemming. Like big stupid. Me right. and Fahmy DeLay just buying Iron Maiden t-shirts left and right.
All right, so JP mentioned Alicia Silverstone, and I don't know, it's some sort of bizarre thing. I just read the headline and didn't read it. But during the quarantine, while she's been locked down with her son, she revealed that she spends quality time with him taking a bath. He's nine.
Okay. Nine?
We take baths together.
That is bizarre. That's weird.
She finds the whole practice nourishing.
Well, so what's even more tiggles. Bizarre? What's even more bizarre is the nine-year-old's name.
What is his name?
Do you have the name of the kid?
Isn't it something like
the father's
rock?
Name is Christopher Jarecki. Oh, Bear name, Blue.
The kid's name is Bear Blue.
Bear.
Yeah, Bear Blue,
Can
and
we
not
know a bear.
Yeah.
And not blue like the color. It's BLU.
Yeah.
Right. BLU.
Well, it's still got to be the color. They just spelled it weird, right?
Well, I understand it, but she's just a whack job.
Maybe she loves Bear Bryant.
Yeah.
Like, a big Tide fan.
Where does she draw the line? Like, will she be taking a bath with him when he's a teenager?
That is bizarre.
I mean, nine is pretty old. I could see
that's
it when the boy.
100% it's weird.
I could see it when
it's
the boy's
very strange.
Three.
She's a hippie.
Maybe. So, maybe four would be acceptable, but once the kid gets to kindergarten age, like, fuck.
Can't she just
ridiculous.
Can she turn back the clock and go back to her heyday, the Clueless era,
right.
her appearing in the Aerosmith videos? That is her golden age.
Oh, you know, I was actually getting her mixed up in my brain.
Okay.
With the chick that was in E.T. What's her name?
Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, I was getting her mixed up with Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
I didn't realize that Alicia Silverstone was such a hippie, too. I had no idea.
Definitely a hippie.
Jason, when did you draw the line on your kid seeing your Pongy?
Oh.
That's a hurting thought.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that.
I mean, that's outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, I used to talk about it.
The Pongy.
They were infants.
Yeah. I mean, especially because they're girls, too. Like, you have to cut that off early.
Who named it the Pongy, though?
I don't know.
I believe
you
that donk did.
No.
Why are you joking?
Yeah. JP, there's no chance you're walking around with your Pongy in front of Isabella.
Actually, she has seen.
She's
seen still three occasional showers together. But we're gonna draw the line soon.
Uh-huh. Oh, you do occasional showers with yours?
Stop!
You're right there.
Wait a second.
Somebody call AP.
You're taking showers with a 3-year-old?
Yeah, she jumps in the shower sometimes. When in the shower, yes.
That's
her
done.
Come out and finish.
That's
the
hurting thing to do.
You just need to stop that. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's kind of
three.
Hurting.
Yeah, but that's...
All right, but when are you drawing the line?
Probably at 4.
Maybe today.
J.P. Silverstone over there.
You got to save water? You saving water over there?
I think he's trying to save water, yeah.
Not at all.
You sharing a towel,
water.
Too, so you don't have to wash it and save on detergent?
Believe me.
This is a stunning revelation.
So many showers in this house.
Right. Well... Anyway, I don't know how you could possibly justify that. I don't know how she doesn't think that's not weird. Apparently, she's also an anti-vaxxer, and she's got this poor 9-year-old already on a vegan diet.
Well, now I'm convinced she's really stupid.
I bet she's got a James. down there. She's got a James.
Oh, yeah. She's got a Reggie. Yeah.
She's got a James, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So,
by the way, there's a picture of the kid Bear Blue here in People Magazine. It looks like a girl.
Of Bear Blue?
Yeah, I mean, the hair's longer than hers.
It could be. I have no idea. I assume it's a boy.
She's a free spirit.
No, it
hippie.
Is a boy.
Of course she's going to let the boy have long hair.
I'm just saying, it looks like a girl. All right, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
Cate Blanchett. This is kind of scary. I was trying to click the details on this, but I couldn't find it because this is something I've been doing lately. She had a chainsaw accident recently.
I believe I cut off my hand with a chainsaw. I'm Cate Blanchett.
And she nicked her head or something, and here's the thing. I'm sure she didn't nick it with the chainsaw.
I think I've nicked my artery.
Here's what I'm guessing could have happened, because this has almost happened to me. You got to be careful. If you cut something that's attached and you don't realize how much sort of like, let's say a tree has fallen down, right? Mm-hmm. And you cut one of the branches off, that sometimes if there's a lot of weight on it or something, you don't realize it springs up.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I bet you she got hit by something like that. It's actually kind of terrifying when you're chainsawing something. You have to know if there's like pressure on that thing. If when you cut it, the pressure's not going to be released.
Well, I know that one thing I'll never have is an accident with a chainsaw.
You don't have a chainsaw?
I won't either. It won't happen.
I'll never operate a chainsaw.
Why would you deal with such a dangerous piece of machinery if you don't have to? Now, if that's the way you make your living and you have to use a chainsaw every day, okay, makes sense.
I think they're pretty common for people that maybe have fire pits or they have active fireplaces that they use.
Maybe.
They cut some wood down. Yeah, I don't think it's that unusual. You had an axe, Cakes.
20 years ago.
All right. Why'd you have it?
I don't know. Yeah. I just had it lying around for whatever reason.
Did you have an axe to grind?
I definitely had an axe to grind.
Come on, Valdez.
I might have borrowed that from, like, my brother-in-law. There's no reason I should have had an axe.
You borrowed it for this express purpose of chopping the chair, the sofa.
I must have, because, I mean, I lived in a townhome. Why would I need an axe?
Valdez, how come we're not playing the old man cliche thing? Are we just? Is it just not nearby?
He's done. He's done.
No, we're talking to some hammered guy online.
Yeah. What's going on?
What are
you hammered?
Doing?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
There's just a donk who called in. I was having Valdez listen to him for a second.
Oh, well, a couple times we've asked for the old man cliche bit.
No, it's okay. They're saying we're sluggish today. Okay, you might want to turn the camera around.
No. We're screening a call together.
Yeah. Why'd you tell Weinstein we were sluggish?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Why wouldn't you say that to us? Why would you say that?
He said, how the guy's doing? And this was right after you go, all right, can we go home? At 7:35.
Yeah.
Well, he was waiting for JP to go to break.
You know what?
Dead silence.
Friday malaise had started to set in a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. JP was still worried about
insurance. I know you guys.
Yeah.
I hadn't talked about the insurance yet.
Before Feinstein?
No, you punched out at 7:36 when we went to break.
No, I talked about him before Feinstein, but I didn't talk about it in the 7:30 segment.
I can't remember.
Clearly, you can't remember.
I just know you were looking at your phone or something, and then you weren't going to break. So
he's always looking at his phone. He won't buy a computer.
Right, I know. He uses it as his computer.
You can make things up, but the whole insurance talk was about 7:52.
Right. Right, that's just right before Feinstein, right?
Yes.
Right.
Feinstein,
I guess the incident
eight.
That Drabby's referring to was 7:36. Is that the incident
Correct.
You're referring to?
Well, there was like, I don't know, 15 seconds of dead air.
That's right. I'm sure that happened.
Could you exaggerate anymore?
All right.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
I mean, could you exaggerate
we'll talk to
anymore.
The drunk guy.
Drab.
Jesus. Get out of here.
King of hyperbole. Drab.
All right. Do you want to do more entertainment page next?
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm going to slander Valdez, and I could be wrong. I'm still waiting for him to send me stories.
Hey, Valdez, play more rat on the end. I'm psyched. Hook it.
Valdez, did you send me stories, and I'm just not getting it?
I didn't send a single story.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
I sent you like 5 stories. You can talk about Jeff Bezos.
I don't like to. People are trying to charity shame him. I mean, we could talk about it, I guess. Sure, if you want to. And then there was some porn star that got in trouble on a flight. And I don't know. There was another porn. JP's got 2 porno stories. And what's on his brain?
We'll do that
when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington.
Yuck.
Our buddy Jimmy Patso is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock.
I asked for a double dose of rat, and Valdez gives me the red hot nubby peppers.
You hate this song.
I just think it's a criminally overrated band. But that's just
my opinion. Way I feel about the Offspring. So overrated.
Offspring. Large greater than sign,
no.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Incorrect. That's a false statement.
Again, it's personal opinion.
False.
All right, hold on 1 second. My mic is about to fall off. This thing is about to slide off. Hold on. So you guys just carry on.
Pretty
I got to fix the stand.
Setup. Pretty good tech setup you got there.
It's just I have this mic arm thing on this old table, and it's a cheap table. And it just about every 3 weeks, it starts to slide off the table. So I got to kind of like.
You wouldn't have a problem if you just used your arm instead of the mic arm.
Your arm's
got to be the strongest arm.
Yeah, I actually literally got to crawl underneath it. I'll be back.
Hey, can you hear this fan?
now that you put it up to the mic. Yeah, now I can.
No, but you can't hear it when I set it down in front of me, right?
Nope. Can't hear your oscillating fan.
It's like 110 degrees in my office.
Well, why don't you put on the AC, you squeaker?
It is on, Richie. It's because all these monitors are in here. There's so much heat coming from these monitors. I got four huge monitors in front of me. It's so hot.
Well, why do you have more monitors than a sports book? How about you cut down on the monitors?
You should see it, man. It looks good in here.
Why do you need?
I do. I look like a day trader.
Why do you need so many monitors in front of you? What's on said monitors? They can't be on one. You can't consolidate to one.
Because I have you guys up on my laptop, but I have like the Vibe machine up on one monitor. I've got internet on another monitor. I got different screens.
Can't you just get one big screen and put all of it on one?
No, I have to have four.
I mean, your head must be like on a swivel the entire show, going from one monitor to the other.
Yeah, it makes the show go by quicker.
I do like watching.
Look at Pickle; he's struggling.
Watch him struggle on the Zoom.
Honestly, what's happened is it's the cheapest table ever, like one of those fake wood things that I just, you know. And it's when I use the little clamp thing, it's breaking the fake composite wood, and it's just putting a hole in it, and it just falls apart. I got to get a better table.
Just go to, like, Home Depot and buy, like, a plastic table. Huh? Just put up a plastic table in there. Put up your setup on it.
Yeah, then I have to screw in the thing. I got to screw in the arm. None of you guys are using this arm bit, right?
No, Rick, you have a mic stand.
It's a stand right here.
I got one of those, too.
Why don't you use it?
Go get a haircut. Jesus.
I just think he wants to get out of the entertainment page.
Is that what it is?
No, I got stories.
For two segments.
I haven't got an email from Valdez. I don't have any stories.
You didn't send any stories, but I got some.
By the way, people are texting, why doesn't Bickle get his own EP stories?
That's a good point.
I said, because he's lazy.
Valdez is my EP researcher.
Because he doesn't care.
What about no,
Valdez only does it because you won't do it.
I'll do it. Oh, man, this is quite a conundrum right here. All right, hold on.
By the way, the Jeff Bezos story is they said the equivalent of what he sends to charity is if we sent $85 to charity.
Again, I am not going to
shaming him. I'm
not going to.
He could do more.
How much is it?
Whatever.
I'm not going to come in off the top rope and criticize a guy who's, I'm sure, donating millions. I don't have the number in front of me. What's the number? Does anybody know the number?
I mean, I can find out.
I'll go look it up. I will do my own research here.
Oh, not, I'm so mad.
Not charity shaming him at all.
All right, here you go. 100 million.
$100 million. You're going to criticize a dude for giving $100 million? You're going to say he needs more? I think that's outrageous.
I see here it's he donated $2.2 billion from 2000 to 2017.
That's a lot of. Right.
He basically donated a hockey team
for 17 years. You're talking about,
and not yeah. He donated like two hockey teams.
Yeah, two hockey teams. Right.
You know what? That $2.2 billion.
He donated.
Plenty.
He donated the Mets.
Right.
If I had that kind of money, I would just be hooking people.
Of course you would.
Let's see if that works.
By the way, speaking of that, I think the drab. I think the Mega's at 378. Last time I checked. 378 million.
Is that tonight?
Didn't somebody
or
win in West Virginia though yesterday?
I don't know. Maybe that. They did. Drab knows what all the drawings are. I don't.
Somebody won in West Virginia, like, or at least the ticket was sold in West Virginia, and it was right around $150 million.
Oh, Jesus. That's pennies.
That's peanuts.
Yeah, we don't care
about.
Okay,
sorry.
When Drab hits for $400 million, I'm getting my 10%.
It's tonight. Tuesdays and Fridays are Mega Millions. 378 million.
Okay. 378 million. Very good.
I definitely got to get a couple ticks.
All right,
get
Valdez, can you play the song I asked you to find during the break? Because
what
we
was
do
that?
Cakes. We do have a bad baby story. Oh. Danielle Bregoli, she's entered
Great.
A rehab facility. Shocker, seeking treatment
for
childhood trauma and, probably more importantly, prescription pill abuse.
I mean, I'm not going to kill her for going to rehab. I mean, she's a minor, first of all.
She's only 17. She's been at the center for a few weeks. Could be staying up to 90 days. I just don't think anybody's surprised.
This kid's had a lot
of issues from the early ages. I mean, the reason why she got famous is because she was a nightmare.
Right.
I mean, I applaud her for getting treatment.
Absolutely.
Just not a surprise when you see that.
She could be there for 90 days.
Did you guys ever watch? I don't think so, right? I think maybe I saw 15 minutes of one episode because we were not the target demo for Glee. Did you guys ever watch that show?
Never.
I mean, I've maybe seen 15 minutes of it, but no.
Didn't they,
never...
like, sing through the whole thing?
A lot of singing, yes.
A lot of singing. That's the only thing I know. Well, and that remember that Lea Michele, who was she dating? Was she dating Christian, or the guy that donked himself off? What was the guy that...
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of his name.
What was her boyfriend's name? It's not Christian Bale. Who's the guy that donked himself off with, like, the sleeping pills and the...
I can't remember that dude's name. I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember his name.
Was it Corey Monteith?
I think that's it.
Ooh, I
think that's
the dude's name. That might have been her boyfriend. Right.
That's a good pull, Jason.
That's a good pull.
Well, it was Wiki's pull.
Yeah.
Well,
it's better. It's better than flailing and saying, "I don't know his name. What's his name?"
Right. See, that's why I got four screens up.
Yeah,
I guess so.
Well, apparently, she had to apologize this week after one of her co-stars said she made their lives and people on set a living hell.
Let me guess. You weren't allowed to look her in the eye or talk to her. Is that one of her bits?
No, didn't she do something with the chick's wig?
You told everyone that if you had the opportunity, you would blank in my wig. She'd pull a Gilbert, basically.
Oh, that move.
Yeah, so she had to apologize for it. And then another producer had to step up, though, and say that she was nothing compared to the guys on that set, that they were a nightmare. So, you know, who knows? Sounds like was no picnic over there working on the set of Glee. Did you guys?
I can't believe we're doing Glee stories.
That's what happens when Valdez sends him the stories.
So funny.
He didn't send them. Is that what you said, Cakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Lil Reinhardt, do you know her, Jason?
No idea.
Lil Reinhardt?
You don't know her?
You never heard that name ever.
She's from that show Riverdale, which I know your daughters watch. Jason.
I watched one season of it, I must admit.
Yeah. Well, she's one of the stars of it, and apparently she came out, Cakes, as bisexual. Only 22. So that was kind of a big story.
Let me look her up. She looks like who does she look like?
She dated some dude for like 3 years, but donked him off.
What was the actress's name? Space in the actress's name that died young. She was in 8 Mile.
Brittany Murphy.
She looks like Brittany Murphy a little bit.
Yeah, kind of. Lady Gaga. I guess there still is a Billboard chart, even though everybody's just like Spotify and everything.
Rat was on it this week. I don't know if you heard or not.
But Lady Gaga set for her 6th number one album on the Billboard. The name of the album is Chromatica.
EB's definitely a little monster.
No, I'm not a little monster, but I think she's super talented.
She is.
I'm surprised by this. She's going to sell over 250,000. Who still buys albums even online anymore? Does anybody
hold on. She's selling 250,000 physical copies of a recording?
No, I think equivalent. So that includes online. So if you buy the whole album online, don't people just stream everything now and not even bother to purchase?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Gaga's new song with Ariana is probably killing it right now. It's a pretty good song.
What is it?
It's called Rain on Me. Yeah.
Rain on Me. Is that with Ariana Grande?
Correct.
Yeah. Play that one, Valdez. Can you find that before break, or is it too late? It's too late.
Is it?
Won't be able to find it. Yeah.
It's too late. Song. He's busy talking to drunk guys on the phone.
Yeah.
Not paying attention.
What's the drunk guy upset about?
Couldn't tell. He couldn't string a sentence together.
Really? What did he want to talk about?
Who's hammered at 9 a.m.?
I don't know. He said his name was Junkie James, and that's all I could understand. And he hung up.
Junkie James. Gotcha. People just losing it.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. When we come back, we're going to have Jimmy Patsos, right?
Yep,
Jimmy's going to, of course, he works for NBC Sports Washington. He's one of their Wizards guys. And I know he was quoted recently talking about the Terps. So I want to get his take on, you know, man, nobody really talked about it, but Anthony Cowan and those guys, they didn't get a chance.
Mm-mm.
They didn't get a chance to make
a
run.
And they had a legit chance, too.
They had a legit chance, too. Yeah. So we'll touch on some of that with Jimmy Patsos. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.